Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to earnings conference call of Everest Controls Cylinders Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. And I'll hand the conference over to Mr. Anoop Poojari from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Poojari.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Everest Controls Cylinders Q3 and 9M FY26 earnings conference call. We have with us today Mr. Puneet Khurana, Managing Director, and Mr. Sanjeev Kapoor, Whole-Time Director and CFO of the company. We'll initiate the call with opening remarks from the management, following which we'll have the forum open for a question and answer session. Before we begin, I would like to state that some statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the results presentation shared with you earlier. I will now request Mr. Puneet Khurana to make his opening remarks.
Thanks, Sam. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining our conference call. I will begin by sharing the overview of our performance for the quarter, followed by a Q&A session. We delivered a strong performance in Q3 FY26 with a notable improvement in profitability driven by improved realization, favorable product mix, and continued focus on cost discipline. Consolidated revenue stood at rupees 365 crores. EBITDA grew 48% year-on-year to rupees 59.2 crores. With consolidated margins expanding to 16.2% and improved 534 BSP, PBT stood at 53.6 crores and PAT for the quarter came in at rupees 35.7 crores, reflecting a growth of 98.9% year-on-year. On standalone basis, revenue for the quarter stood at rupees 247 crores. EBITDA margins expanded to 23.1%, compared to 14.9% in the same period last year. Reflecting strong operating performance during the quarter, standard profit after tax stood at rupees 36 crores, registering a growth of 57.6% year-on-year. For the nine-month period ended FY26, standalone EBITDA margin stood at 17.3%, and our endeavor remains to build upon this performance over time. As margins are influenced by the product mix executed in any given quarter, we remain focused on optimizing both volume and value to drive sustainable and profitable growth. Our Indian operations remain the primary contributor to overall performance, supported by steady demand across CNG and industrial applications. In the US, performance continued to reflect the order-driven nature of the business, with healthy progress on year-to-year basis, supported by strong order pipeline. To support future growth opportunities, we have approved an capex of $5.5 million in our wholly owned subsidiary, CP Industries, to enhance manufacturing capabilities. With a focus on larger diameters and Type 4 cylinders, the investment will strengthen our position to address emerging clean energy and industrial application and support growing demand across North and South America. Our operation in Dubai remained subdued during the quarter. However, we continue to focus on strengthening market engagement and improving operating performance in the region over time. Our capacity expansion front, we have successfully commenced operations at our Greenfield Mundra facility. With one production line now operational, the remaining two lines are expected to be established over the coming months. We have also approved additional capex of rupees 30 crores to strengthen capabilities and enhance operational readiness at the facility. In addition, our Egypt facility is progressing steadily and is expected to commence operation by May 26. The facility will focus on addressing domestic demand while supporting regional market requirements and will further strengthen our global manufacturing footprint. Overall, we remain encouraged by the improving demand environment and the progress on our strategic initiative. With new capacities coming online, a strong order pipeline, and continued focus on operational efficiency, we believe we are well positioned to support future growth with sustaining healthy profitability. With that, I conclude my opening remarks and request the moderator to open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. First question is from the line of Chirag Ghoti from NV Alpha Fund Management. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I have one question. What is leading to margin expansion in India? Thinking about the product mix changes, and what is the mix that you are doing currently?
Our focus is on little higher end products. So we have some products in CV market, some products in defense, some products in semiconductor industry. So that has been the product mix. And that's why the margins in this quarter have been quite good.
Okay, and how much is contributing approximately those kind of products?
I don't have the breakup, but these have contributed to bettering the margin.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from Lanav Anubhav from Prescient Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, am I audible?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Sir, can you give some more color on the improving product mix? Because there is a significant margin improvement.
Yes.
So, what happened to the product mix? Did we see a significant uptake in the cylinders for commercial vehicles, or what happened?
No, there's a mix. There is definitely an offtake. The commercial vehicle business has been quite subdued over the last 2 years. So there's definitely, now with the growth of CNG infrastructure, definitely the CV volumes have increased compared to the previous quarters. And we think this trend is going to continue. And there's a new segment also in semiconductor where we've entered, and there also we've seen some, good order book coming our way. Yeah, so this is, all contributing to the margin.
Okay. And sir, will it be possible to share the contribution of auto cylinders in this quarter, the mix between auto and industrial?
No, we don't have that with us. Yeah.
Okay. And sir, this trend that you are witnessing in pickup in commercial vehicle cylinders, do you find it sustainable?
Yeah, of course. It's been sustainable, because it's come after a period where the consumers were also trying to gauge, the CNG prices, because, sudden rise in the CNG prices also, had pushed them back. But now with their, getting used to the CNG prices, even diesel prices are high, petrol prices are high. So the consumers are more or less now, are accepting. And of course, the infrastructure of CNG stations, have been increasing every year. So, with more and more availability, ease availability of CNG, it's just, putting more vehicles, and also the OEMs now have more models that, they are offering to the customers. So the choice for customers have increased, infrastructure has increased, and customer acceptability on, the fuel pricing has also been there. So, all these things are coming together. So we feel that this is kind of, is a good sign, and, sustainable. It has come after some time where, the CV market is, coming back.
Get that. So it's also driven by the somewhat revival in commercial vehicle scene that we are witnessing. So it's also driven by that.
I don't know about the overall space of CV, but I can only talk about CNG. That's where we are finding that that this business of CV of CNG segment of the CV is growing.
Get that. And sir, in the domestic market, are we also into composite cylinder? Because
Yes, we are. Yes.
So, can you share some more details on that, like what products we are in? Are we in type four? And
Yeah, we are in type 3 composite cylinders.
Okay.
So this
And is that a
is a new market, you know, and so we are slowly making some headway into this market.
Okay. And have we are we entering into type 4 as well?
No, not right now. We are more focused on type 3 right now.
Good. I'll get back into
In the
that.
future, definitely, you know, as you know, this composite business grows, you know, we are also learning and evolving, and you know, we'll definitely we are making type 4 in the company in the US. So definitely something that is there for us in the future to plan. And you know, as the market evolves and things become more mature, definitely we will also look into development of type 4 for Indian market.
Thanks. I'll get back.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Guneet Singh from Counter Cyclical. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for this opportunity. I would like to
Thank you.
understand that, are the 16% EBITDA margin sustainable going forward?
Yes, yeah, I think
For
they should
FY
be.
27?
No, they should be. They should be.
All right. So we have done margins of about 24% in the past as well. So
Yes.
according to you, what are the sustainable steady-state margins going forward? And do you believe that going forward, 17% will be the margin because of better
15 to
product
17, you can consider
mix?
that, you know, 15 to 17%, yes. With the product mix and everything, I think yeah, it should be.
And what are the capacity utilization across our plants currently?
About 70,
And then
75%. About 75%.
can you get plant-wise utilization and also the revenue potential from new plants and the coming CapEx, their commercialization timeline, as well as revenue potential from them as well?
Plant-wise,
Average, more or less.
Is more or less the same, but it's difficult to give you the numbers over a call. I'll keep it a note, and you know, maybe we can work on this and give it to you.
All right. And also, all right, got it. So, and do you have any internal targets in terms of top line and bottom line for FY 27 that you're targeting with the new facility coming in and the current product mix?
I think about 15 to 20% is what we are targeting. You know, we would like to grow at that.
All right. And maintaining the margins.
Yeah, of course.
Got it. Thank you very much. I'll join back with
Thank
you.
you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Jatin Damania from Swan Investments LLC. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah.
Congrats on the domestic performance, but if I want to understand on the UAE business, from the last couple of quarters, the numbers has been subdued, and we are working on the strengthening product mix and reaching the market. So when can one can actually see a benefit of the effort that has been put in the UAE start kicking?
I think in the coming quarters, I think we should be able to see, you know, we were expecting some businesses to come up in the Middle East and in Africa region, but things have just little been slow. So hopefully in the coming quarters we should expect that the business should come up.
But do we expect to break even in the UA business in FY 27, or we'll still operate at the
Of course, yes.
In terms of the contract, I mean, are we looking at to sign up any significant contract, I mean, a decent sized contract with the Middle East or the South Africa, or are we in touch so that this, which gives us the
No,
confidence that we'll
see,
be
there was always a running customers and things like that, you know. So it's just a little bit of a slowdown that has happened, in the last 2-3 quarters. So hopefully this thing will turn around in the new year, and we'll be seeing the business.
Different buyer,
Yeah.
You've got this approval.
Okay. So once at what sorts of profitability or what sorts of revenue contribution one can expect that UAE to be a break-even?
Yeah, I mean, you know, whatever they're doing, at least 10% higher would be a break-even.
Okay, 10% higher, and probably we expect that to come in the FY27.
Yeah.
Coming on to our US business, now, after a long time, we are probably doing an incremental capex of $5.5 million. What sorts of visibility do we have in the US market, or is this particular capex is backed by any contract that you are signing up with the customers?
Yes. So, you know, U.S. business, you know, what is happening is that lots of the larger vehicles are running, are being converted into CNG, you know. So we are already, you know, working with an OEM who wants us to expand capacity. So this capacity expansion is exactly as per the customer contract. So we expect that about additional 100 crores should be added to, you know, to the top line. Once the expansion is complete in 27-28. So this is all backed with customer contracts and, you know, with Type 4 expansion in the U.S.
So then it's right to assume that FY28, there should be 100 crores incremental revenue coming up from the U.S.
Yes.
business with a margins of upwards of 20% given
yeah,
the Type 4 cylinder.
Margins in the U.S. are always good. See, margins in the U.S. have always been very good. Yeah. So, yeah.
And on the Egypt front, now once our capacity comes in month of May or June, will it take a time for the customer to approve our product or probably from the commercial?
Approval is already there by the CMC because the same customers were buying previously also. So customer approval is not such a big challenge. And you know, most of the customers are like fleet owners and Egypt is not so much on the, you know, like an OEM customer where approval processes take a long time, you know. So immediately as the product, I'm probably sure that they have orders already in hand. It's just the customers are waiting for the facility to start.
Which is expected month of May, right?
Yeah.
And what sort of revenue one can expect?
For the first year, I think, about 50 to 60 crore rupees.
And margin will be similar to the domestic business or it will be on the lower end?
First, in the beginning, maybe the margin will be a little, low. But, when it ramps up, definitely the margins will be much better.
So that means if one can look, then FY27 could be more of a consolidation and FY28.
Correct, exactly. Yes,
where
yes,
you can
right.
see more
yeah.
benefits coming on from the US
yes.
with a higher margin,
yes.
Egypt and UAE to contribute profitability.
Yes. Yeah, correct.
And on the India business, other than Mundra, the remaining two lines, when are we expecting and what sort of capacity that will increase to?
Maybe by next quarter.
Okay. And it will increase our capacity by what percentage?
Around
15%. Sure, so that's all from my side. I'll come back in a few of more questions. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Reed Jain from First Water Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to know what is the order book for USA?
Around 50 million, 75 million.
Okay. And execution time?
18 to 24. Maybe 2 years.
Okay. And I wanted to ask about the product mix. Since we are supplying into defense and semiconductor industry, and these two industries are growing in India.
Yes.
So do you feel that the product mix would be sustainable going forward or there will be a up and down in the product mix?
See, you know, there will definitely be up and down, you know, because defense is all long term. So definitely some projects will come and we will have these, maybe something special But there is, you know, good visibility, good, this thing from the customers that there will be good requirement in these segments.
Okay. And also regarding the USA CapEx that you have announced, $5.5 million. So I believe that the volatility of the USA revenue will reduce because
yes,
the incremental
sure.
revenue will be sticky, right, every year.
Yes. Definitely, this is more will be a more consistent. This expansion will give the company a more consistent revenue model.
Okay. And any update on the GST case which we had in India?
No update as such.
But any timeline which you have, like when we can hear some update?
No, we are also waiting, on this.
Okay, got it. Yeah, that's it from my side. All the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ayush Kumar Birendra, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Ayush Kumar, may I request you to proceed with your question? Due to no response, we move to the next participant. Next question is from the line of Chajil, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good evening, everyone. I would like to know that you have shown that UAE sales has been 33 crores. Is it for the only UAE or we have exported some cylinders to other part of the country as well?
Sorry, can you repeat that? Sorry, we didn't follow.
We have seen that UAE sales is grown up by 33 crores. UAE plant. Hello?
You're talking about quarter
Am
sales?
Am I audible?
Yeah, you're talking about quarter sales?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So, is it 33 crore is for only supply to UAE market or it is exported to other countries like Egypt
export,
and...
Exported to other countries, yeah.
Exported. Thanks. What will be the percentage of Type 3 sales and value in coming this financial?
In UAE?
Chajil, sorry to interrupt you, your voice is breaking terribly. Can you please come in a better reception area?
Yes, sir. Hope now it is clear, sir.
Yeah, I can hear you. Yes, go ahead. You said type 3.
I would like to know the percentage.
Send it.
Okay. Chajil, sorry, again we are losing your
voice. Hello?
Chajil, may I request you to reconnect, please? Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next follow-up question is from Nayan of Charger, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. I hope now my voice is pretty clear.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I would like to know the Type 3 sales and the percentage value in overall years in India.
India is, not so significant.
Okay.
Yeah, it's quite small.
Okay, fine, great.
Chajit, can you hear us? Chajit, can you hear us? There's no response from the participant. Yes, Chajit, can you hear us? A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. As there are no further questions, I'll now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah. Thank you once again for your interest and support. Should you need any further clarification or would like to know more about the company, please feel free to contact our investor relations team or CDI India. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Everest Control Cylinder Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.